Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Kimmel.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan and Cross Country Connect. I don't mean waking up out the bed. I mean waking up those brain cells. Let that blood flow through your brain so that you can be aware. Stay strong, stay safe, and always, always stay woke. Today we're dealing with Cross Country Connect. Our friend is calling in from Atlanta, Georgia, Miss Sabrina Harton. And we'd like to thank Sabrina and state to her, you know, thank you so much for sending us this reminders regarding obstacles and letting us know that obstacles are growth. And obstacles exist to test and train us. It's like students of judo who becoming stronger by being thrown about again and again by their instructor. If we face every obstacle with the readiness to confront it and the determination to win, we will be able to overcome the most challenging difficulties. We are victors, and we are victorious over here. Sabrina is an individual that left us in Los Angeles, California. She sets goals. She has determination, and she completes everything. Everywhere she goes, there is progress. There's platforms of positivity. There's production and totally completion. I'm going to play this for you, and let's see, Miss Harden will come on and join us all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, Cross Country Connect. right, get it right. And that is what Sabrina Harden is always about, always has been. She's here with us from Atlanta, Georgia. Shall we say Marietta, Georgia? Sabrina, are you here with us for Cross Country Connect this evening?
Yes, I am. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Sabrina. Thank you, thank you. I know you are busy there. And we'd like to say again condolences to you and your family for the loss of your sister, Sunday. We've been paying tribute to her here and tribute to you there. And I'd just like to ask you, how are you and how is Georgia? What's happening there? Talk to us.
It's nice. It's nice. Today is definitely a nice spring day.
Okay.
And it's pleasant, you know, not too cold anymore. And not hot, so it's cool. Okay.
So that means that my young prince there, Mr. Michael, is having a good time today. Is he out on a trampoline or visiting his friends?
Oh, no,
or?
No. He's here inside. We're getting ready to go to the park in a little while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how is the better half there? How is he doing?
The other half, he's good. He just left to go to the gym and the grocery store.
All right. So out there moving around. As far as the mask mandate, is everybody cool there? I know you flew in here to see us, was about 2.5 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, because you had to take care of those family matters. And I was speaking with you on the plane ride, and how was it? And you were explaining that everybody is abiding by the rules and doing everything.
Yeah,
and that was
everybody's wearing masks at the airport. You know, all the airports, I had a change planes, you know, stop in Denver, and everybody had their masks on, everybody. So, you know, all the workers, passengers, the crew, everybody. There wasn't anybody that didn't have a mask on.
Okay, so everybody's out there dealing with the safety compliance out there. That's good information for me because, you know, I still have some fears over here that I'm working on. And eventually I'll have to just get up in the clouds. I love being in the clouds. Haven't been in them for a while. And that way my first trip out in the clouds would be to Atlanta, Georgia, because we had to stop that. And I know Michael's birthday is coming up in April, right?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Michael's birthday is in April. Is that correct?
Yes, one month from tomorrow.
All right.
April 20th.
And he'll be how old?
Seven. Lucky
years.
Number seven.
Okay. Seven going on 17. Brilliant young man, a great showman, and he has all that creativity in his bones. I see his postings and stuff, and it just brings a smile to my face. Well, you know, I know that you're working on a lot of projects there. I think when I spoke with you, you said it's working on an event because your skill as a publicist, but you're working with some type of organization. What's happening? You want to share that with us? Going on in Atlanta?
Yeah, that is a conference coming up on March 29th. It's called the South Metro Development Outlook, and it's the 20th anniversary of this conference, and it deals specifically with six counties on the south side of Atlanta, also including the city of Atlanta. So it's Fulton County, Fayette County, which is where Rick Ross lives, and Clayton County, where the airport is, Henry County, Coweta, and one other county. Oh, Douglas County.
Okay.
That's six different counties, all on the southern side of, like, if you're familiar with Atlanta, it's sort of like a circle. They call it the perimeter of the 285 freeway, and then the 20 kind of cuts through it. The 20 can take you to either Alabama and then also, like, to the Atlantic Ocean. So it goes east to west. So anything below the 20, you know, kind of technically, and then some parts of Cobb County as well. They're all considered South Metro Atlanta.
Hmm. Sounds
so
like
it focuses
exciting.
On It focuses on development and growth, and as far as transportation, business, housing, logistics, supply chain. There's all of the big CEOs of large corporations participate, as well as politicians, and just, you know, for the future of that area is what they talk about, the expansion, you know, economic development. It's a really great event. So I'm so excited. They asked me to come back and work with them this year. This time I am just handling their social media. And last year I did their PR and media relations. That it was a little challenging last year because it was virtual, but this year it's going to be back in person and virtual. So, like, in case some folks, you know, we've gotten used to being virtual now, like doing Zoom calls instead, or by phone, or, you know, video. So, but some people, you know, they like to be in person, and then some folks, if they can't make it or be there for the whole entire event, which is, it's doors open at 7 a.m. and it goes till 2 o'clock, then they can, you know, log on and be on, you know, paying attention, you know, when there's a panel that interests them.
Okay. That's a great way to do it. So, therefore, I myself like in-person things, but I've learned how to go with the virtual. But it's good that they have options there, so no one really misses out on anything. That can be very exciting. Well, you know, that development and housing and growth and new growth and transportation, that's up your alley, because you guys, you work on a lot of real estate there yourself. That's your niche, and we kind of like discovered, you know, you guys signing and closing and flipping. So Sabrina Harden.
Yeah, my investing partner, she just closed on a house yesterday.
Okay.
And that is one that I'm an investor with her on it. And it's going to be a real short turnaround. She's headed over there to the house today to go meet somebody to discuss cabinets. She needs to get new cabinets or just refurbish those. So, you know, you're not wasting any time, because every day is interest adding up. So, you know, starting right away and hope to turn it around like within 30 to 45 days.
Okay, that's a good quick flip, and it's always exciting.
That's real fast. That is a fast flip, very fast.
Well, let me ask you. I know when you were here before you went into Atlanta, you know, you were still, you know, taking investors in to other cities. Are you still doing that? I know the last time it was like in the Detroit area. You guys still moving on that, or basically concentrating there in Atlanta?
Yeah, Detroit is still, it's kind of like on hiatus a bit, because my investing partner there, she just accepted a new position and her time is limited. So when you work a regular, you know, 9-to-5 career management, any type of position where you have to be on the clock a certain time and, you know, you're not your own boss, it limits the time that you have available to do things. So, you know, unfortunately that, whatever, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to say it, that one is on hiatus right now.
Okay. But I know it can be pretty exciting, but I was so glad that you were able to come on and, you know, going through the family loss and things of that nature, having to travel in and get out, and you was only here a few days, you know, and it was like, it was so sad. Yeah, but you got in here, you did what you had to do. Will you be returning soon, or is that something that's up in the air?
I'm not sure. I'll be coming back for sure. I just don't know when I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But have to see. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, hopefully this time, you know, things will lighten up. You know how I am. I'm still doing that social distancing, and with my nephew in law passing, I was thinking about going into Texas. It's such a short notice. They're getting everything together very quickly. And, you know, if you have to book out of here, you know, that can be a bit costly. So we're still determining that if that's going to happen or am I just going to send out these sympathy cards and do what I have to do. But, you know, we have losses going all around. As I mentioned to you, our friend Barbara Morrison is no longer with us. She's in Happy Land. And I told her
a
story. Yeah, about the Long Beach Festival when you were here dealing with publishing, and I would come in and help to escort the VIPs because you knew that they were going to be on their mark. If I had to drag them or roll them or scoot them up there, they would be on time. And it was always exciting to be around that. So that was my first actually face-to-face meeting with Barbara Morrison, and then I saw her perform. So, and she participated in an event that we had, an annual event. And I just spoke as for her and my nephew and Sunday. We're going to miss that brightness. We're going to miss those kind hearts and those beautiful smiles. So I just wanted to put that across, too. It's like a lot of things are happening. So we like to do cross-country connect, you know. I love talking to Atlanta. Now, Atlanta is a place that I have always felt that if I visit Atlanta, I would want to stay in Atlanta. That would be the only city.
It's sort of like that with for people when they visit Los Angeles, when they come to Hollywood or what have you. They're like, I love this vibe. It's so cool. Laid back in the sunshine and the beach and the mountains and the, you know, Hollywood, of course, and celebrities and everything. It's a party town, you know.
Yes, but, that's definitely that. And I was waiting now because I was waiting for information, and I'll keep you posted because I'm pretty sure she won't be in a position to post out. We're just waiting on our friend Stephanie and Summer to deliver. Last I spoke with them, she was still in labor. So we waiting on that bundle of joy to come here. If he's
When did you speak with her last?
I communicated with her yesterday. She said they were on the way to the hospital, and I checked with her last night because I needed update, and she said she was still in labor. So we're just still doing our magic thing here, making sure that it's a successful delivery. So I'll keep you posted because you know how it is when you have a new bundle of joy and you're not thinking through the happiness. So we're trying to pull up that slack for her because that's what we do here. To get things going. I am so glad, Sabrina, that you came on, you know, to talk and you know that we're here with you and, you know, having that loss. And like I said, loss is coming three. But I just wanted you to come on and care and share with us to let us know, you know, how you were doing, you know, how things are going. Give us some encouragement because you are that goal setter with determination and completion. And I'll tell anyone that. That's just the way it goes. So is there, after this event happens, and you said it's going to happen, well, Michael's birthday is April 20th. What day is the event for? From 7 a.m. to 2 for the conference?
That's going to be on March the 29th.
Oh, March 29th. Okay, and that's the 20th anniversary for that. Wow, that seems exciting. Well, I my next flight out or travel out will be Atlanta, Georgia. It's calling me.
Oh,
I have to get there.
Okay.
I would love to get there. I don't know. You just never know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I'm getting a little, I'm stretching out, getting better with my travel, just watching the stats and listening and being very aware. So, you know, we have to do what we have to do, and sometimes we have to jump over that hurdle and go through that brick wall, because when we encounter a brick wall, we know that there must be something on the other side of it. So with this event as being the brick wall, you know, I need to see what's on the other side. But, yeah, I am Atlanta bound. Can I wait to come in and see the sunshine, smell the grass, look at the beauty, and hopefully.
When do you think you're going to be here? What season?
Well, the Durin show won't be in the winter. No, I'm trying to get it. Yeah, I'm looking like spring, like around this time before it gets too hot. We'll see. We'll see. But once I come in, I want to do a surprise to my Mr. Michael. Yeah, when he looks up and I'll be sitting there giving him a big hug. So,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, surprise for him. Well, is it any wording or any advice or anything that you would like to share with us or direct us into with your determination? I did read the information that you sent regarding obstacles, the reminder from our mentor, Dasapu Ikeda, and I read that daily. Each show I open up, I use that, and we want to thank you for that reminder.
Oh, yes. I found that in the in Living Buddhism.
Oh, okay.
And I was reading the last two issues while I was on the plane coming back from LA, Atlanta. And there were so many inspirational passages, just so good. I will find it, and I can read it to you. It's so good.
Okay. And that was what month? That was Living Buddhism what month?
That was March.
March. Okay.
This month. Mm-hmm. March 2022.
Well, you know that's what it's about. And I tell people about seeking out those mentors and how to keep those mentors, because mentors are needed in our lives. And we have different mentors for different reasons. But when you want uplifting encouragement, dealing with the spirituality, then, you know, we flow with President Dasapu Ikeda. And if those out there would like to look up his quotes, all they have to do is Google.
Yeah, this one was actually from, I guess it was, yeah, it must have been President Ikeda. Okay,
yes.
So I'll read it now. It's just a couple of sentences, actually. Actually, it's only one, three sentences. Okay.
Okay.
Obstacles exist to test and train us. It's like students of judo who become stronger by being thrown about again and again by their instructor. If we face every obstacle with the readiness to confront it, with the determination to win, we'll be able to overcome the most challenging difficulties. Never be defeated. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo.
Never be defeated. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo. Well, guess what, listeners? You heard it at the beginning of the show, and now you're hearing it at the end of the show. Listen to it very closely. Stay in mind with that. And just go on and do what we have to do. Sabrina, I'm not going to hold you. I know your time difference is there, and I know Mr. Michael is ready to go to the park.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go to the park.
We do not want to hold him up.
Yeah, and I
got
to put some food in the crock pot. But, yeah, we're getting ready to go to the park.
Well, I just want to extend our gratitude and appreciation to you for coming on, caring and sharing with us for our Cross Country Connect segment. I will be in touch with you. Sabrina, have a lovely day. Stay strong. Stay aware. And please, please stay connected. This is Sabrina Harden from Atlanta, Georgia. Shall we say Marietta, Georgia? But she's a California. She just left us here.
Oh,
but no matter where
Cali
she
native.
Goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No matter where she goes, there's going to be platforms of progress, positivity, and production. Sabrina, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please enjoy. All right? Hug Mr. Michael for me, and we're going to say have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much.
All righty.
Have
enjoy.
A great day.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Forever, you save my heart, and I will love you forever.
There with Cross Country Connect, we just had some information and some education from Sabrina Harden in Atlanta, Georgia, giving us some update. There's a big event that's going on there. It's going to be the South Metro Development Outlook, and this is their 20th anniversary that takes about six counties. And they focus in on transportation, business, housing, logistics, supply chains, a lot of political initiatives going on there. So it's a great, great event, and she came on her busy schedule and shared with us to let us know what she was doing. Sabrina is a native from California that left and went to Atlanta, Georgia, but she takes those programs and positivity and production, all of those platforms is what flows through her veins, through her body, and we were so happy that she was coming on. So what I'm going to do is take us out with this thought music, because you know music is in the message, and we're old school over here. Think about this, and enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place. Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. See, there is nothing you can't overcome. If you dream, then you can do anything.
Keep the faith, don't ever break. stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Right, you're listening to Cross Country Connect, coming in from Atlanta with Sabrina Harden, Karen, and Sharon with us. We're going to leave you with a question. What can you do to improve yourself in any situation, elevate and continuing to complete? I'll ask again, what can you do to improve yourself in any situation, elevating and continuing to complete? We love you. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy. We're going to take you out with this. Listen to the message.
Lost
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.